We applied for this grant back in the summer after a conversation with Ward Caswell, the president, about how the cultural district has kind of grown since its inception in 2014 and how we're at a point right now where the amount of activity we're doing we need a little bit of help to kind of take it to the next level. We've been super successful with all of our programs, and while that's amazing, it kind of puts us in a situation where we need a little bit more resources to continue moving forward. So half of that funding is for creation of an artist database throughout the city of Springfield, both folks that work in Springfield but also live in Springfield. And through that, we'll be focused on getting artists of color registered, and residents mostly. And then the other half of the grant is to support bringing on someone to help with grant writing. As a lot of people know, grant writing is super intensive and takes a lot of time. So by having someone on kind of on call to help us out with grants, we're hopeful that we can maximize our impact going into the future.
Now, what will the artist database be used for?
Right. So on a day-to-day basis, unsurprisingly, probably, I get a lot of calls of folks saying, I want to put a mural on the side of my building, or I would love a sculpture outside of my front entrance, or I need to hire a musician for my gala. Who would you recommend? And up until now, I've had kind of a database of artists that I've worked with or that I know, and I'm happy to give recommendations. But I would love to have a more inclusive system that's more equitable for referring artists to clients and then clients to artists. So we're not just giving these artists the opportunity to be found, but also to then connect with the community around them that they might not know about.
And this would be paid opportunities for these artists, so you're obviously helping them in making a living.
Yes, exactly. I mean, one of our main tenets of the cultural district is creating economic impact for artists in Springfield and around Springfield. So this will be a huge, huge help going into the future, helping them connect with opportunities to show and sell their work as well.
How long will it be before you get this database up and running? And if anybody's out there who's an artist who's listening to this who might want to sign up, what should they do?
Yeah, so, I mean, I've started talks with the UMass Arts Extension, who's going to help me facilitate the collection of all of this data and information. But for folks that are super interested right off the bat, they can reach out to me at morgan@springfieldculture.org. And I'll make sure they're first on my list for outreach. We're planning on employing kind of a grassroots approach of finding the artists that we know and the networks that already exist in the city, asking those folks to register and get involved, and then encourage their friends and colleagues to get involved. And so it'll be a kind of a long process, I think 6 to 8 months, but that's the way that I think it has to work in Springfield, so we're as inclusive as we can be.
Do you have any ideas to how many artists could eventually be in this database?
The database that I have right now that's very incomplete has probably 150 artists in it. I would guess if we're including folks that practice non-traditional arts or cultural arts or folks working out of their studios that are in their homes, we're probably going to unearth 500-600 artists, I think. That's my hope, at least. A lot of artists are looking for places to show their work or sell their work that's not just in their studio. And the challenge that comes along with that is a lot of artists have day jobs as well. So unless there's a central resource where they can find and connect with those opportunities and maybe get some help with the RFPs or calls for art that they're applying for, they really are forced to spend a lot of time going out and seeking these things. And for a lot of entrepreneurs, it's absolutely necessary for them to have that central resource. And I think that's one of the main points that we're trying to drive home with creation of the database.
Lastly, tell me about the Beveridge Family Foundation, the organization that is giving you this $25,000 grant.
Yeah, so the Beveridge Family Foundation is a foundation that was founded by Frank Stanley Beveridge, known very well for Stanley Park in Westfield. But they kind of focus on the creative and educational life in Hamden County. They've been extraordinarily generous, especially for our first grant from them. But the president of the organization, Ward Caswell, at this point, really likes the direction that the cultural district is taking and being kind of cutting edge and looking at different approaches to economic development within Springfield. And I couldn't be happier for that.